You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Okay, Brantley, you want to come over? The Christmas tree? Mm-hmm. I love Christmas trees. You guys want to come sit up here with me? Yes. Well, what do you think of when you see a Christmas tree? So sometimes when you see Christmas trees at Hobby Lobby, does it make you think about Christmas time? Yeah? When you see a Christmas tree, does it make you think of Christmas time? Well, sometimes when we see something, it helps us to think about something else. And so I have a few pictures here, and I want to show you something and see if you can tell me what this makes you think of.
It's cookie cookie app.
Do you know what this looks like, Nora? This looks like the Chick-fil-A logo, right? Does that look like Chick-fil-A to you?
Yeah.
It does? Let's see. What do you think of when you see this guy?
KFC.
Yeah, KFC. You get some fried chicken at Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? Right? The filler out basket, Carolina? Okay. Oh, this is a good one. What do you think of when you see this one, Cameron?
John Deere. I got a hat like that one.
You do have a John Deere hat. That makes you think of John Deere. Here, scoot over here, Nora. Come closer to us. This one was for Sawyer. So I don't know if you guys will know this one. Do you know this one?
Bucky's!
That's Bucky's. Good job. Okay, let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, this is one of my favorites.
Target!
Yes. Does that make you think of Target?
Yeah,
yes.
Oh.
McDonald's! You are rocking this quiz, Brantley. How about this one?
Starbucks.
Good. Let's give them a hand because they really did good on that pop quiz. Well, there's something here at church that when you see it, I want you to think of something, kind of like what we just did. And that is this candle. This candle is called the Paschal candle. Can you say that with me? Paschal candle. Yeah, the Paschal candle. And we usually light this candle starting on Easter Sunday and for the whole season of Easter. And then we leave it lit for that whole season of Easter. And we also light it when we have a baptism or when we have a funeral or memorial service. Your dad's bringing your Christmas tree to your house? Nice, nice. Well, when you come into church and you see this Paschal candle lit, because it's not lit all the time, it's only lit on certain Sundays and at special times, when you see this lit, I want you to think, baptism, baptism. That when this is lit, there's something happening that's connected to our baptism. So of course on Sundays, like 2 years ago today on All Saints Sunday, Kate was baptized. So when we baptize, that's lit. At funerals and memorial services, it's lit because when we bury somebody, when they die, we believe that they are gonna go be with Jesus and that Jesus is gonna raise them to new life, just like Jesus was raised to new life on Easter. And that's why we light that candle on Easter too. So every time you come into worship and you see this candle lit, you think, oh, there's something about baptism happening today.
Oh, so I think church may also light.
Right, that's right. Will you pray with me?
Uh-huh.
Let's pray.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church.
Thank you for the church.
Thank you for baptism.
Thank you for baptism.
And thank you that in baptism,
you adopt us
as your sons and daughters. Be with us today. As we go to Children's Church.
I go to the Children's Church.
We love you, God.
We love you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up. You may go to Children's Church with Miss Susan today.